Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
An insider's look at the National Football League.
That's a W. How many of you want to eat a W tonight?
Time for NFL Lunch.
Cooked you a turducken. Oh, there it is.
He's probably a Popeye's biscuit away from being a tight end.
Sponsored by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse with Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio. 105.7 The Fan.
We're going to be here for Vinny at the bottom of this hour, live from One Winning Drive, so stick around for that. OTAs, week number two, one of 3 days open to the media. And just tuning in, here's your attendance report for the second week. Cordell Woodland, Jeff Zrebeck, all tweeting this out. No Lamar Jackson, no Rashad Bateman, no Kyle Hamilton, no Kane, no Awuzie, no Hummel. No Emory Jones, no Van Noy, no Cleveland, no Ronnie, no Matabike, and Falele is back there. So this is just the first day, again, of OTAs for this week, first full week of June. But those are the absences, and as we just talked about heading into the top of this hour, I'm not really pressed or upset about it. Mandatory mini camps coming up at the end of the month, and that's when things are going to be more like, is he there or isn't he? Because I don't foresee any sort of contract problems here. We know that they have to give contracts and renegotiate contracts, Lamar Jackson in particular, but not to the point where things are going to be acrimonious, because they took care of Derrick Henry, and I guess other chips will fall where they may. But one guy who's going to get a contract, and hopefully from the Ravens, is Isaiah Likely. And Likely coming off a strong 2025 season after a 2024, but a strong second half of 23 when he got in the mix when Mark Andrews went down, where he made the most of his opportunities last year. So Likely, as you head into this year, what are your goals for 25?
Really just, I mean, I tell everybody, just trying to be that chess piece. I mean, I feel like in the offense, whether I'm out wide, in line, in the backfield, anywhere, just really just understand and make plays where there's plays that really aren't there to be made. Just always, you know, trying to go the distance, whether I catch a pass, whether I'm blocking down the field, always trying to make an explosive play happen whether I'm on the field.
Look, he's going to be an integral part of this offense from a pass-catching point of view. But I was watching this thing, Nolan, on social media, and it was like isolated videos of Isaiah Likely blocking downfield. Because George Kittle is widely considered to be the best blocking tight end in the National Football League. Now, let's qualify this. You can portray video, or you can be portrayed in video anyway, and they'll accentuate like the positive. Like, for instance, basketball. Hey, Buzz Williams got Johnny Superstar from Butte, Montana. And then you'll watch Johnny Superstar's video montage, and he looks like Rex Chapman. They're not showing the 50 turnovers, the fact that he's getting housed, giving up more points than he's scoring because he sucks defensively. And, you know, crucial situations where he's choking and throwing bricks off the side of the backboard. Every video is going to make you look like you're the greatest thing since sliced bread. But this likely thing, and I hope it's not a hoax because, you know, I know I'm blind in one eye, but I've seen it pretty good. He was pancaking dudes down the field. So Isaiah Likely, have we maybe misinterpreted him as someone who is weak as a blocker, who is maybe much better than we anticipated he would ever be? Because Andrews isn't necessarily known to be that guy, but maybe Likely is more of the total package at tight end than we thought he was.
I think that might be a fair assessment, total package. Obviously, the offensive part, the pass-catching ability, that's what we care about. That's what's going to get him paid. Same thing that got Mark Andrews paid. And even if you don't think a Mark Andrews is a great blocking tight end, I will say, and Likely as well, they're willing. You know, he's not running downfield and just kind of giving up on the play just because it's on the other side of the field. He's looking for contact. He's looking to extend the play, even if he's not directly involved in it. So to me, from a star tight end, that's all you can ask for. Even if he was a terrible blocker, I'm not paying him for that.
Right.
He's not on the field to do that. He's out there to score touchdowns and rack up yards. So we talk about the two of them. We still believe very heavily that Isaiah Likely is the future. Mark Andrews, again, still maybe have years to give, but whether they're in Baltimore or not, that's a whole different topic. So as well-rounded as he can be is only going to be a benefit for Baltimore.
And as far as Isaiah Likely, his game, I mean, his goals to be that chess piece, where can you grow as a player heading into the season?
I'd say, like, really just honing in on everything to my game to really just be the best version of myself. I mean, going into year four where it's now it's, you know, I've watched myself grow up to this point, but now it's just watching film on, you know, the little things I've been doing years prior, you know, the good, the bad, the in-between, and really just amping up and really just understand that whatever I've done to this point hasn't brought us the ultimate goal. So everybody obviously has something to work on, but like just me being me, I'm always going to just watch myself and mount here and those little details.
There you go. Brings it back to the team mentality. I mean, as good as I have been or can be, we still fall short of the team goal. Hey, look, he was the guy that made the sliding catch in the end zone prior to Andrews dropping the two-point conversion against Buffalo in the playoff game. So the best version of him, maybe we haven't seen it yet. And if there is a better version of Isaiah Likely, can he really display it with Mark Andrews, and not trying to diminish a guy that's a proven commodity, but with them, you know, sharing things. And now Hopkins added to the equation and everything else.
On a team level, a team success level, absolutely. In the Ravens, you saw it last year, what having both of them could do. And when Mark Andrews got off to a little bit more of a slow start, probably still overcoming some of that injury stuff from the year prior, well, just like Isaiah Likely's done every time Mark Andrews has been out, he, without hesitation, steps in and produces like a number one tight end. Not just a starting tight end, but arguably flashes of top five tight end in the league potential. And that's kind of the thing with him, is the way he gets discussed. It's not just a local thing. I mean, you see him doing national interviews. His face is all over the place. He gets talked about very heavily. Fantasy football has a lot to do with that now. But I mean, he's never had 500 yards in a season, but the way that people talk about him is like, this guy is legit. He's going to be one of the best tight ends in the league. That's hard to do when you're not out there as much as other guys, or you're not getting those reps.
Second half of 23, or post-Bengals game when Andrews went down, he was playing like an all-pro. And he was a very, very important part of Lamar Jackson securing that MVP for the second time in his career. It's NFL Lunch. Vinny at 81.057 The Fan. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw. We'll hear from Vinny in a few minutes. He's out at one winning drive with the Ravens OTAs. All right, Likely, you're heading into this season without a contract. You cool with that?
I tell everybody, I love the Ravens. I love the, you know, the city, the feel. You know, y'all brought me in, made me feel like I was part of the family from my rookie year till now. I mean, obviously, you know, everybody's dream to get extended. But I just keep one foot in front of the other. I try to stay in the moment, stay, you know, where my feet are and really just play, have fun, and let the plays happen. And then whatever happens, I let God take care of that.
All right, I'm going to do a reverse buy or sell. Nolan McGraw, buy or sell. A year from now, Isaiah Likely will be the tight end that gets the contract extension over Mark Andrews. Who knows where Kohler will fit in, maybe an affordable piece. And we'll get to Owe and the others too. I mean, Bateman's going to be in line for, but Likely getting a contract extension. Buy or sell happens. It's a reality. It's an inevitability.
I'm buying that he's here. If they could somehow, they don't come to a resolution on a long-term deal, I think he's a prime candidate for the franchise tag. I think he's here next year for sure, and he's the anointed number one starter. I'd love to give Isaiah Likely some truth serum to really know how he feels. It's a team guy,
right?
Not doubting that. But he's got to be saying, man, contract year, everything I've been able to put together over the past couple of years without getting starter reps. Could you imagine what I could do if I got a full 17 games as a starter? He might price himself out of Baltimore if that's the case. So for the Ravens' sake, you might be hoping, well, I hope both of them stay healthy, obviously from a team success standpoint. But if Likely has to start 17 games for some reason, and he has a 1,200-yard season and 10-plus touchdowns, which we think he's capable of, is that too pricey at that point?
I mean, a couple of people might be going bye-bye.
Well, the tight end market has exploded here.
Yeah.
What, McBride in Arizona got paid. Kittle re-upped his. So I think Goddard's on the horizon, or he just got extended with Philly.
But they have that young kid, Cole Kutera, coming up through the ranks there, too.
Right. So, Laporta's going to get paid soon.
Yeah. Look at you, Isaiah Likely, holding all the cards kind of, sort of. When we come back, we'll talk some baseball, American League East style update on the standings, tonight's schedule. There was one game in the division, and the American League East team lost it. And we'll talk about that. Then we go to one winning drive with Vinny Serrato. Funhouse, Nolan McGraw, Inside Access takes over two. Birds in Seattle take it on the Mariners. BBT coming up tonight at 6 o'clock.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Yankees, Boston, Toronto.
A closer look at the AL East with Vinny and Haney. 105.7 The Fan.
Time for your American League East report here on this Turn It Up Tuesday. Orioles are in Seattle taking on the Mariners. Birds did make a couple of roster moves last 24 hours. Colton Cowser back. Cooper Hummel is no longer part of the equation. He was DFA'd. Chadwick Trump elected free agency, the catcher, instead of accepting an assignment to AAA Norfolk. So he, too, has been DFA'd. So Chadwick Trump, his Orioles career was brief. Not really memorable, but he'll bounce around, I'm sure, and find a spot on a Major League roster somewhere. The Orioles are taking on the Mariners tonight. Birds coming off that three-game sweep against the White Sox. Seattle, they're coming in here at 32-26, 16-14 at home. George Kirby, 0-2 with an 11.42 earned run average. Battled some injuries early. Now he's just trying to battle himself, get the command back. Something we talk about a lot with the Orioles here. Offensively, Cal Raleigh's been incredible this season. Homer in three straight games in his last 11 games, over 300. Double-digit bombs. He leads the majors in home runs. So he's kind of kicking some ass here and should be commended for that. Leader in the clubhouse, I would think, to be the starter for the All-Star team here. You've got Julio Rodriguez maybe showing a pulse. He's up to double-digit homers. As a team, 79 home runs from Seattle, which is sixth best in Major League Baseball. The Orioles have hit 62. So they're 12, moving up the pack. You get 24 from last year back tonight in Colton Cowser. Both teams hitting 237 on the season, which was 22nd in Major League Baseball. OPS, Mariners middle of the pack. Orioles are 25th. On base percentage, rather, OPS, as we said, Seattle middle of the pack. Orioles bottom of it. Pitching-wise, Mariners had the 15th best earned run average. Middle of the pack, 3.86. Orioles team ERA is 28th at 5.27. Orioles have given up 88 home runs, which is second worst in Major League Baseball. Seattle, middle of the pack, like they are pretty much everything else. 1.33 whip for the Mariners. That's 20th. Orioles 146, that is 27th. 9:40 first pitch, and lineups will be coming out later on tonight. BBT coming up tonight, brought to you by Jerry's Home Services at 6 o'clock. In the division last night, the American League's East, that is, Fenway Park, Angels taking on Boston, and a healthy guy is back doing healthy guy stuff.
Two runs in, nobody out. Mike swings and sends a drive out to left center field. Yeah, baby! Get that one up over the monster. Mike Trout's 10th of the year.
FanDuel Sportsnet, that was 450 feet worth of over the monster. Mike Trout, he hits a three-run bomb there. Joe Adell hit two home runs. Neto goes deep as well as the Angels hold off the Red Sox 7-6. Starting that series up there in Boston, Seidon Rafaela went deep for the Red Sox in that loss. Tonight in the division, Cleveland is at the Yankees, 7:05. Philadelphia is at the Blue Jays, that's 7:07. Angels and Red Sox again, 7:10. Toronto's at Texas is at Tampa, 7:35. And then the Orioles and Mariners later on tonight out in the Great Northwest. Standings update. in the American League East. Yankees right now, 5.5 up on the Blue Jays, won 5 in a row. Tampa 6.5 back. Boston 9 out, and the Orioles bringing up the rear. They're 14 back. Tigers have a nice 6.5 game lead over Cleveland. Minnesota 7 off the pace. Kansas City's 8.5 out. Chicago's in last. They are 21.5 out. They've lost 4 in a row. Mariners, who we just talked about, they're a half game up on Houston in the West. Texas 4 back. Angels 5.5 back. And then you have the A's. They're struggling right now. They've lost 7 straight. They are out by 10.5. Mets, they're hot. Phillies are not. So now New York's back at first in the East. 1.5 up on Philadelphia. Nats, Braves, Marlins chasing right now. Cubbies 4 games up as they're playing good baseball. 8 of 10, 2 in a row. 4 games up on the Cards. Brewers are 5 back. Milwaukee on fire right now. They've won 8 straight games. And you have the Reds and then the Pirates. Pirates have already made a managerial change there. And then out in the NL West, well, Tanner Scott's hit the struggle bus. And the Dodgers are feeling that pain. They have a 1-game lead over the Padres. Giants are 3 back. Arizona 7.5 out. And then Colorado, they finally won last night, beat the Marlins. Get their 10th win, as we talked about during the buy or sell show here. But 26 out. Now, with Arizona, still waiting to hear what's going on with Corbin Burns. Remember, he left his start on Sunday against the Washington Nationals, threw a pitch and walked off the mound. And you could see him, if you're a lip reader, say elbow. MRI was scheduled for yesterday. And as soon as we get the news or inside access, wherever you get your sports news from, you'll see it. And the Orioles tried to bring him back, made him a competitive offer. He wanted to go to Arizona because that's where he lives. He initiated the contract discussions with the Diamondbacks. You do not want to root against anyone. And even though Burns was one and done, here in Baltimore, he helped them get to the playoffs, pitched great in his playoff start, was the starting pitcher for the All-Star team. Just didn't work out. Now D.L. Hall and Joey Ortiz are in Milwaukee with the Brewers, trying to get them back into the postseason. But Corbin Burns, the risk of signing pitchers with the max effort and the spin rates and all of that, we talk about it every team. Nathan Eovaldi, who's already had Tommy John surgery, forearm fatigue, shut down in Texas. Jackson Jobe in Detroit, he's on the shelf. Michael King out with the Padres. I mean, the Dodgers, I think every one of their projected starters, for the most part, they're on the IL. They just moved Glasnow, who's got $32 million, to the 60-day injured list. So that's the risk that comes with it. But Corbin Burns has been a durable, reliable, hit-the-post dude. So we wish him the best because, you know, he seems like a pleasant guy. And I think if he's ever in Baltimore again, just happening to be around, I'm sure he don't have to buy a beer. So someone say, hey, man, thanks for your year in Baltimore. Appreciate it. Enjoy a cold one on us. When we come back, let's go out to one winning drive. Vinny's out there with the Ravens. OTA's week number 2. What's happening? We'll get Vinny's thoughts on that. And hey, Tyler Loops, he kicking a football. And how well's he doing it? And then a fun house trip with Nolan McGraw inside.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Access it too. And he's Vinny Serrato. Vinny, beautiful day, much greater weather-wise than it was last week. But give us some intel what's happening out there with the Ravens.
You know, we got a lot of guys, you know, guys, Bob, that aren't here. Ronnie Stanley's not here. Lamar, Bate, Kyle Hamilton, Matabike, you know, so those guys aren't here. And, Bob, it's open all next week, too, because I threw it off to PR guys. I said, I'm guessing that all the guys are going to be here this week and not next. And they said, no, it's open next week, too. I said, oh, sorry about that.
Yeah.
So that's and the other, like, for the first hour, Bob, I mean, they're just, like, walking through. I mean, they just started doing Pascal, you know, and the kickers hadn't kicked yet. Me and Ed were watching the loop. Luke was stretching. He says, what are those? You know, one of the other writers, is that yoga or something? What he's doing? I said, they're weird, those guys, you know. But so there's been nothing really full speed. Falele's back, which is good, but seemed like he was having a little trouble with the heat. Vincent's been playing some at the left tackle, but I saw him get run over on one play. So I don't think they really have, you know, Rosengard would be the backup left tackle, I would imagine. But otherwise, right. And, Bob, the other thing, Armour Davis gets some runs with the ones. You know, when they play, you know, like with extra DBs and stuff, yeah. And Marlon goes inside, he goes outside. And then he's been playing some safety, too, which a little positional versatility. You know, and one of the other writers says, you think he'll make the team? So if he stays healthy. So it's a talented guy. He just got to stay healthy. That's the thing with him. I mean, he's big. He's got range. He can run, you know. And so we'll see. We'll see with that one.
Now, the Marlon Humphrey coming off that, you know, epic 2024 season. You know, I'm not saying he's old, but he's older. I mean, he's been in the league for a few seasons now. Does he still have the oomph to play at a high level like he did when he was a Pro Bowler? I mean, might not duplicate what he did in 19 when he led the league in forced fumbles and was still, you know, running at a pretty strong level. But at this stage of his career, what's Marlon Humphrey bringing to the equation?
Well, Bob, if he can just duplicate what he did last year, and I think, you know, he looks, because last year, what did he do? He got in shape, he got in better condition, lost some weight, you know, because the year before he was awful. You know, and he was hurt a lot, and he was overweight, not a shape. I mean, they thought Marlon's agent thought he was getting a pay cut. You know, and then he trained and worked and got in shape, and he looks like he's the same way he was last year. So I anticipate Marlon. He's moving around well. I think he moves around pretty good. You know, and I just don't know if it's Roquan's body or what. You know, I mean, I ask other people. I said, doesn't he look like he's a little heavy? You know, and he does. You know, I'll be anxious to see a camp if he, because like his legs, you know, he's got good lower body, but it looks like he's got kind of a gut. You know, so I don't know. That's just the way I saw it right now. Now Simpson, Bob, he's been in the weight room.
Okay,
he's by far the biggest linebacker. You know, because Buchanan, when he runs, he just got those little arms, and he just looks little running. It just looks funny running because his arms are so short.
Now, Mike Green's a guy that we're going to talk about a lot because, you know, the Ravens may have gotten themselves a steal getting him in the draft. Again, he looks the part of a guy that had 17 and a half sacks last year for Marshall. But when you see him up close and personal, what's impressive about him as a football player?
Well, I think biggest thing, his length, you know, he's got those long arms, which are huge for a pass rusher. And that's what you got to like about him. You know, I want to see him go full speed here. We haven't done that yet. I mean, most of the time they've been with no helmets on. You know, like the first hour seems that way. And then just, you know, like I said, right when I walked in here, they were doing Pascal, which things sped up a little bit. I don't think they're allowed during OTAs, Bob, to do one-on-one pass rush, you know, O-line and D-line yet. You can't do any of that. I think at the mandatory, I think they'll be able to do some of that stuff. But right now, you know, there's like nothing close to contact. And when they do run a play, it's like a couple steps and stop.
Well, it looks like Kane's not there in the secondary at safety. So what does this mean, right, at least today, maybe this week, for Bo Braid?
Well, Bo's been out there. He and Armour Davis have been working together back there with the twos. So, you know, it's good for Bo. You know, Bo's going to get a lot of work. He's going to get a lot of opportunity, you know, to show what he can do. And the thing that he does best is special teams and when the pads come on, because he's a good tackler. You know, this is the stuff that if he can show well in shorts, that'll be a big benefit to him.
We've talked over the years about the backup quarterback situation in Baltimore not being ideal, with all due respect to Tyler Huntley making the Pro Bowl and did play start in a playoff game against Cincinnati. But Cooper Rush, is there a significant upgrade behind, like, Lamar gets hurt, Ravens, you know, they're not going to be as good as they could potentially be, but can Cooper Rush come in there and give them some quality at that position?
Bob, if you just go back a year ago, I was standing out there with Ed. I said, Ed, you notice one thing about the backup quarterback? I mean, last year at this time, Bob, the ball was all over the ground. The ball was overhead. It was like, oh, my God. You know, it was hard to complete a pass. Cooper Rush throws the ball extremely well. He's accurate. You know, so there's not a – you know, the ball, they can still run their offense efficiently with Cooper Rush in there. I'll say that. This is the best backup quarterback I've seen them have.
What else do we need to know about Vinny before we let you go, as OTAs are happening on this Tuesday out in Baltimore?
Well, I'm looking forward to going out there, Bob, when I can watch the D linemen come off the ball a little bit here, probably after we hang up. And then I want to see old Looper, you know, kick a little bit this afternoon. And that'll probably come at the end of practice. And Munkin and Zay are talking.
Todd Munkin's always good to listen to. Same with Zay Flowers. Vinny Serrato out at one winning drive with the Ravens. Vinny, appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon.
I'll see you tomorrow.
There he is, Vinny Serrato, everybody. We'll come back, take a trip through the funhouse with Nolan McGraw. Inside Access takes over at 2:00. And then Baltimore baseball tonight coming up at 6:00, brought to you by Jerry's Home Services. Orioles and Mariners, 9:40. First pitch, Orioles trying to make it 4 in a row for the first time this season. Jalen Armour Davis, always been that intriguing guy. Looks the part. And when he plays, you can see why he was 4- or 5-star recruit coming out of high school to Alabama. But injuries always slowed his progress there, kept him off the field, consistent basis, 4th-round pick, along with Pepe Williams. Remember that? Old Pepe out of Houston. But Jalen Armour Davis, you keep waiting for him to be that guy. And I remember Vinny saying, hey, if he's good, then they can let Humphrey walk and he'll become a starter. Well, he can't stay healthy. Maybe, Nolan, just maybe. And we don't know, given his track record. But if Jalen Armour Davis can give you 17 games, can we find that missing piece in the secondary? Because there's been some talk Ravens could go for a veteran safety, maybe add another DB. I think it was PT called earlier, asking the question, do the Ravens have the best secondary in football? How many consecutive years did ESPN do the positional rankings and the Ravens were always top two at cornerback and safety, defensive back, and then they start dropping like flies. And before the season's over, they're guys we haven't heard of or coming off the scrap heap are filling in. If Armour Davis can stay healthy, and it's a big if, that is a huge addition to the secondary because and the special teams. Because I just look at him, look great at practice, was one of the standouts. Next day's attendance report, not practicing, Jalen Armour Davis. And that usually happens like a week or two.
Right. I mean, I have no expectations for him at all.
Right.
I mean, he's kind of on the outside looking in. I mean, I don't know if I'd go as far as to say that he'll be like a casualty at roster cut time. Because again, you know, we've seen it, like you said, if he's not the one getting hurt, it's going to be someone else. So that could open the door. But I mean, look, you drafted two guys last year, Wiggins and Tampa. Haven't seen Tampa yet, but I'd imagine that he's viewed a little more favorably than Jalen Armour Davis at this point. You drafted a safety this year. They've spent a lot of premium picks on their secondary over the years. So it's not like you have all this unlimited time to figure it out. I mean, right. The fact that he hasn't, and it's not even that he's out there and not playing well. He's just not out there at all. And I just don't think that sits well with the Ravens. They'll move on quickly from a guy that's not healthy. But if a guy's healthy, even if he's bad, they'll give him a shot until the end of his rookie deal.
All right, Orioles in Seattle. Start a three-game set tonight, 9:40. Tomo is on the hill for the Birds. Kowser is back. Be interesting to see where Adley fits in to the lineup. And he will fit in. He's going to start. But should he bat second, third, fourth, or fifth? No. Absolutely not. If I'm making the lineup card, I think most listeners would agree. How do you see the series unfolding here over the next 3 days? Is Cade Povich, for instance, something that Rich Dubroff talked about last hour, maybe pitching for his rotation spot in this series?
Well, I hope not. Leave him in there. We're high on Cade Povich
over here. Thumbs up in him. But
we don't want him to lose his spot. Now, are we about to have this conversation again? The Orioles have too many pitchers? Oh, my goodness.
No, hell no. We saw how that went last year. Yeah. But I think Trevor Rogers is starting to pitch himself into he deserves an opportunity status.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was a little surprised that he even got sent right back down after how great he was against Boston. But as far as the next 3 days, look, I mean, Seattle, just a much more competent team. You know, offensively, they're actually pretty decent this year. It's making up for... Well, it's actually complementing the pitching. So, tall task. And I don't know. It feels weird to me. Every time the Orioles go to Seattle, it's a weird place to play. John Means threw his no-hitter there. That's probably the only good memory I have there.
Should have been a perfect game. You know, if you're old enough to remember the old Kingdome, Orioles had some really good memories in that place. But that was many, many presidents ago. Sagano, Povich, Eflin. Three guys getting the ball for the Birds this week in Seattle. Then Friday at Sacramento against the A's, Kramer, Morton, and then Sagano flips around. We'll see how it all unfolds, and we'll be talking about game one tomorrow. More OTA starts, talk. Then you got Stanley Cup playoff finals start tomorrow, and then Thursday the NBA. We'll certainly preview that as well. Nolan, any closing thoughts? Or are we going to the funhouse here?
Quick Draws Funhouse.
Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Changing the way you feel about dentistry one smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, visit them today at smiledesigndoctor.com.
105.7 The Fan.
Well, speaking of this series this week, Texter here says this time last year, it seemed like the Orioles and Mariners would be good trade partners. Baltimore needing pitching, Seattle needing bats. I guess we'll never know if talks actually took place, but now it's too late. The Mariners appear to have figured it out.
Yeah, and doing some good thing. This Cal Raleigh's been outstanding, incredible, here in 2025. Julio Rodriguez, he looked like the next great thing outfielder-wise, won Rookie of the Year when Adley finished second. But he's hit the skids offensively last year or so. I know injuries have had a lot to do with it, but it seems as though he might be getting himself back to where he was, which was one of the top prospects in all of baseball.
This texter here says, I'm kind of tired of hearing everyone say the O's should have taken Bobby Witt Jr. over Adley. After all, with the way this team has panned out under Elias, who's to say that Witt would even be as good if he was playing for the Orioles.
Bobby Witt, too. Not only is he a great player and second in the MVP voting, and as I said earlier, Orioles drafted Adley and Gunner first and 42nd, two All-Stars. Bobby Witt's one. Really good one, but one nonetheless. He's already signed his extension. Hometown discount. I didn't even know he's from Kansas City.
Last text of the day is Ravens related. This one says, Lamar will continue to reach new heights with his regular season numbers, but I'm sure even he would gladly take a step back in that area if it meant actually getting over the hump in the playoffs. It's a strange feeling being desensitized to MVP caliber play from your quarterback, but that's where we're at.
Yeah, I was kind of holding off on that he's great in a regular season, but you know, what are you doing for me in January? And he hasn't seen February yet. As an NFL player, they could go 17-0, lead the NFL in both offense and defense. He could win the unanimous most valuable player. But if they don't get to the Super Bowl, it's all going to be flushed down the toilet. He's got to start winning in the playoffs. Got a losing record. It's not all on him, as we know. But that's fair or unfair. That's how greatness is judged in the postseason. And if he's great in the playoffs, I said it before and I'll say it again, Nolan. He wins MVP and they win the Super Bowl this year. He's a lock for the Hall of Fame.
I think the texter used an interesting word there, desensitized to his MVP, the greatness of it. Yeah. Does it feel kind of like the opposite of the mid-2000s when you had Hall of Famers and Ed Reed and Ray Lewis? Now, it's not to say that like the Ravens' defense now is obviously more capable then the offense was complementing the defense back then. But again, Hall of Fame caliber players, multiple on the team at the same time, and just really the one Super Bowl in 2000. And Reed finally got it at the tail end of his Ravens career.
Yeah, and the defense wasn't the strength of that team either.
I mean, so for the prime years of those guys, throw Suggs in as a third, they didn't really win it with all three in their prime.
Right. I don't think I personally will ever get desensitized to watching Lamar Jackson win MVPs, because what we're watching in real time as Baltimore sports fans is a guy that's putting together a Mount Rushmore resume where he's going to be mentioned in the same breath as the Brookses, the Franks, the Cals, the Johnny Hughes. You get the hint. Or the Ray Lewis's, the Ed Reed's, and all of this. He's putting together that kind of career, and we're watching it all unfold now. But unless he gets that championship, or at least even competes for it, it's not going to be good enough to some, or maybe to a lot. I mean, we listen to the calls every week. When they fall short, usually the blame from a lot of people goes to number eight, when sometimes it's inappropriate to do so.
Right. But he would still, in the long run, still be viewed like a Dan Marino, I would assume. Like, nobody's talking about Dan Marino now, like, oh, what a bum, couldn't win the big
no,
one.
No, you appreciate him after the fact, yeah. But hey, Bob Greasy won two Super Bowls and played in three. Marino played in one in his second year and lost at a couple championship games after that. But Lamar wins the Super Bowl this year and throws an MVP on top of it. Just get the bust ready and start stitching up that gold jacket. That's going to do it for us. We'll be back tomorrow. Actually, Cordell Woodland's going to be in for the old Bobster. I'll be back on Thursday. BBT coming up at 6, but Inside Access coming up here in just a couple of minutes. For Nolan McGraw, Vinny Serrato, I'm Bob Haney. Stay safe, stay healthy. Talk to you in the morning. For now, class dismissed.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.